ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Tragedy at a ski area in Utah where three skiers were trapped by an avalanche.
One of the skiers buried by the avalanche is now safe, says Salt Lake County Sheriff Rosie Rivera.
One person has been rescued from that area.
He was able to dig himself out and to get help. He's doing well, but the two other skiers are now confirmed dead.
We have two people who are trapped in the avalanche on the mountain.
She says conditions are horrible and it's too dangerous to retrieve their bodies. Alex Stone, ABC News.
For the fourth day in a row, millions of Americans are in the path of severe weather. This time it's from Texas to the Carolinas. The cleanup is beginning outside Nashville a day after an EF3 tornado plowed through Columbia.
We stopped by and visited with families. One family that huddled in the closet and lost most of their house. As you walk through, you saw that they picked the only closet that was untouched.
The state's Governor Bill Lee, an angry Donald Trump, spoke to reporters as he left court today.
I'm innocent, and I'm being held in this court with a corrupt judge who's totally conflicted. Take a look at his conflict. It's a disgrace to the city of New York, to the state of New York, and to the country.
The judge denied a second request from the former president's lawyers to declare a mistrial in his hush money trial over the testimony of adult film actress Stormy Daniels. A federal appeals court rejected Hunter Biden's effort to throw out gun charges against him, and that paves the way for a trial against the president's son to begin next month. Former Congressman Jeff Fortenberry has been indicted again over violations of campaign finance laws. A Nebraska Republican is now accused of lying to the FBI about contributions by a former billionaire. You're listening to ABC News. There's new data for Fed officials to mull over as they consider the future of interest rates.
In the week that just ended, 231,000 claims for unemployment benefits were filed. That's a substantial increase of 22,000 from the previous week. The four-week moving average likewise has begun to creep up, reflecting rising layoffs. Tesla, for example, just sent out another batch of pink slips, the fourth wave of layoffs at that carmaker.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan. A state of emergency is declared in Puerto Rico following heavy rains, widespread flooding, and landslides. The governor has activated the National Guard. The territory has seen more than 10 inches of rain over 2 days. Apple's new advertisements for the latest iPad are drawing attention.
The ad, which was first shown during Apple's hardware event on Tuesday, depicts a large hydraulic press crushing a variety of musical instruments, colorful cans of paint, cameras, clay sculptures, and books. The press then lifts to reveal a new iPad Pro. Social media users quickly took issue with the ad, saying it was ironic that Apple would want to show so many symbols of creativity and the arts being destroyed in the name of technology. The video has been watched nearly 50 million times on X. Mike Dabosky, ABC News.
Five more plastics have been injected into the Video Game Hall of Fame. They include Asteroids, Myst, Resident Evil, SimCity, and Ultima. Daria Albinger, ABC.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.